Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're watching and listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Today, my guest is Sean Bond. Sean is skilled at accessing the user manual for DNA technology of the body to track issues back to the point of origin in order to resolve any problem happening to the body, or may be accessed by organic spiritual technology within each individual. He assists in creating operating systems to help individuals manifest dormant abilities that unlock their psychic potential and upgrade the body's energy systems. Welcome to Psionic League and Spiritual Science. Sean Bond is the founder of Psionic League and Silver Cord Spiritual Science. He is a spiritual healer who aids others in holistic healing and spiritual growth, problem solver and spiritual conduit for teaching others about multidimensional awareness and interaction with all their individual DNA technologies, higher functions, and operation systems within anyone's soul, sparks, charge of their multidimensional self to help them manifest in the physical. So without any further ado, Sean Bond, welcome to the Cosmic Switchboard Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Honored to be on. It's going to be fun.
The honor's
I'm
all
looking
mine,
forward to
Sean.
it. Kind of things you've been getting into of late?
Well, just getting back into the swing of things, as you know, went to the conference in St. Pete, Florida, which was a wonderful experience. Met gobs of fascinating individuals such as yourself, and getting back into the swing of things and getting back into my regular time zone. And I'm going to be embarking on another trip very shortly to go to South Australia for the premiere of the Rendlesham Forest documentary, Capel Green. So just getting things in order, what have you. What have you been up to?
All kinds of stuff. I've been exploring, about to go out and go exploring, do a little thing with archaeological sites and catching up on work and people and meeting up, re-meeting up with people such as yourself after a little break with my folks in Delaware and after the conference and going more into vision questioning and unlocking abilities and getting rid of blocks, transcending stuff, going into the concepts of transcending suffering more, which has been working great. Oh my God, it's a lot of light, more lightness and abilities coming online. I'm trying to get to the core of a lot of stuff, and so I can also put that into products for people to help them transcend their suffering, which has been working with the clients I've been sharing with. And yeah, alien artifacts, been tuning into them more, talking to the ET beings. Had some contact more and more, some dreams with them, and some other cool abilities been online. Some of these artifacts will initiate some really cool dreams, like telekinesis and teleportation and levitation dreams. Some of the best I've had, so it's really good. And then going into helping a lot of my clients, like getting rid of their abundance blocks. So I go into that heavily. So I also the dragon energy is like a big component of that. And so that's apparently some of the core of wealth and riches in our reality, going back before this universe, and the conception of currency and flow of energy has to do with like a dragon force in consciousness, as they're like one of the founder races. But yeah, we can get into a lot of topics. What kind of things do you like
Yeah,
talking
well,
about?
the dragon thing is endlessly fascinating to me, and you brought that up when we first met. You sense a lot of dragon energy in me, and in traditional Chinese culture, dragons are regarded as harbingers of good fortune. They're described as creator beings unto themselves, and I'd like your thoughts on that, because my experience, and I think I shared this with you, I won't go too deeply into it. I was working with a team of German psychics, and we extracted these snake entities out of these dragons, and they were so happy that they were doing all kinds of cartwheels and spins and what have you, and our mystic seer Martina and some of the others who had that etheric third eye vision, they just spontaneously started crying and weeping, and I had to ask, what's the slowest, what's going on, And then, the interpreter told me, oh, they're just so happy and joyous seeing these dragons finally freed from these parasitic entities for who knows for how long. So that experience had a deep emotional impact on me. And like you said, you detected some dragon energy within me. So what are your thoughts on the whole concept of dragons, and will we be seeing at least some of them make a return?
Oh, I love that question. That's beautiful. Yeah, I'm working for that. So I'd say we're all working for that timeline. Okay, so my experience goes back. I love dragons. When I was a kid, I like my favorite animal. Had dreams about them. Dreams of shape shifting them, vision questing with them. They appear to me in visions quite often, and then. As I was growing, I was kind of love and lighty and stuff, so I didn't like practice smart combat psionically yet, and I just started like going into psionics, which is a word, military word, science for accumulating psychic abilities that are found around the planet, and then I reverse engineer abilities and teach them for people. But before I more got into that, I was more like spiritual and scientific. I had like these entities attacked me, and then because I thought it was like suicidal thoughts and depression and other stuff, and I started questioning it at its core, and I felt into it, and I was like, oh, what? Oh, that it's like breathing, it's like heart going off, and then I started feeling into it, and like, oh, is this something other than me? And then it started reacting, and then started hurting me, like stabbing pain. I was getting visions of like demons and stuff. I was like, oh shit, it's real. And so like, oh, demons are real. Oh, great. And then they turned up my empathy to a really high level so I could feel everything super deeply. And then program my body absorb negative energy. So then I started feeling all this really horrible energy, and it felt like torturous pain. And I've been in the like shower, like fetal position, kind of like ah. So then I called for help. I had this emerald, this jade, imperial jade stone that I had for a while that was really nice, and I would like, attempt to like, oh, what can I do to combat this stuff? And when I called for help, that was involved in my call for help. So what came was my source, my higher self, some guides, but also like this big dragon that came through the jade stone, and it was very powerful and very telepathic, and it all those worked together to tell me in like telepathic communication while expanding this light and kind of pushing things a little bit away from me out of my body so I could get more understanding through it. And it was like heart-based telepathy, and it taught me you have the right to defend yourself. And stop the forces by whatever means that are trying to incur on yourself, your property, and who you are, and the things you love. And then they taught me this. This was before finger tutting came out. This was like 10 years before that. And it taught me like moving mudras. And I did these things that it just taught me while doing this in it's like Dragonic light language. It was like an inhale too. What is that? Fuck yes. It's like kind of like that kind of thing. And then it taught me how to bring a bunch of chi into my fist, like it was accumulating all into a pressure ball. I could feel it was starting buzzing, and it told me to like punch it at the being out of my space, and I did. And then all this heaviness that was just torturous on me just dissipated and just blasted back, and I was like, fuck. Ooh. Shit's real. And started getting all light and stuff. I started seeing like plasma around, and the before there was like a it was like an archonic demon that was attacking me, and then I saw the dragon that was protecting me that time. I've also been attacked various other times, tried archangels that work pretty well. Emmanuel Yahshua Emmanuel Christ Constance, that worked really well, so I like those guys. And talk to some various other beings, but I like taking up the abilities myself and then defending myself because it's all like practice. And then it started telling me a whole bunch of other stuff about dragons. So I can't now say I have any doubt in my mind they exist. Besides that, they exist in every civilization going throughout back through history, including on the alien artifacts we're finding in Mexico. And they're well, going into talking to them. They're near extinct in physical form, but there are many different versions. They mostly exist in Earth in like some dormancy or hibernation. They have life extension. They're born of this planet and other planets and stars and go back way beyond this universe to one of the first founder races of the multiverses. They're older. They're not the same thing as Draco, Alpha Draconis. They're kind of wannabe dragons. They're also genetic augmenting hybrids of their original race. So they also went out and stole some dragon DNA because they wanted to be that. They're more connected to the Serpentine founder race that I found in their origin. And then they're, the Rh negative genetics that they eventually got also is got like an infrared dragon consciousness to it that they stole in the Bosque and the royal families. And there's over 4,000 dragon families that exist at the moment that are more seen that physically manifested. Most of them don't need a body. They exist in energetics. They're like born from planets. They're management for planets. They makers of realms, dreams, planes of existences. They ferry spirits back and forth between stars. There's light, dark, and neutral of them. So there's whole dragon wars that were big thing into their downfall of their numbers of their race. And that's things, big timeline hairballs that still need to be resolved with that, which they appreciate because that increases their fertility and their ability to find each other and get rid of the curses off them from finding each other. So they physically manifested in like humanoid form in 4,000 lineages around the planet and made different dragon families. The Chinese, Japanese say that they're in their actual history in the royal families they come from dragons. Like with Japan, they like hail from Yu and like the pre-civilization. And there's a whole story behind that and some cool things I read into the Akashic Record with storylines for these dragon emperors and kings and stuff. Like the white dragon family is a well-known one in Japan that's kind of like Illuminati-esque but positive, at least they say they are. And then red is in China. There's like green in Celtic that go with the Nagas and the Druids, and some things with interaction between realms. The Yellow Dragon family is one that's like a Bruce Lee martial arts thing with of speed. And there's a lot of different monastery martial arts mystery schools hidden in deep forests in different Asian countries that have like whole dragon families still surviving. A lot of them have come down to like maybe give or take above or below 20% of the population. And you got a lot. You got like 23 dragon family lineages. You've been dragon like 50. Don't let any number I tell you limit you. This is at least that I'm, what I'm allowed to say. 50 past lives at least. You got a big army and you got dragon. You've impressed dragon spirits, so there are some in your army, in your spiritual entourage. You got over 1 million spirits that are working with you, and you can do chess moves around the planet with. You got a activated dragon body. You got all kinds of stuff going on. And then there's a bunch of beings that are trying to contact you through your third eye nexus point. Like dragons waiting in rooms to talk to you. There's a bunch more. There's like all these upgrades you've been downloading with them. Anything else? Well, am I allowed to, okay, things I'm not allowed to say publicly, but they're cool to your mission.
Well, that you gave me an earful right there. Later privately, when it suits, and then at a good time, I'd like to
Sure.
know more. The dragons seem to me, what little I know about them consciously, as a one could think of them as a line of defense for this world. They have a vested interest in the flora and the fauna and the energy fields here. What was done, do you feel, to take them down a notch or more, in order to allow this archontic draconian malign influence to spread, because it would seem to me that they wouldn't want this to happen. I can imagine the anguish the dragons, the Sasquatch families, etc., are feeling when the forests are getting dewed and all that. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. So this world is a big melting pot chess game for all the multiverses of existence. It's a root chakra for the universe, as in all the negative things are compressed down here to resolve over time. This human experiment is a hybrid race of over 10,000 races, something that came into existence at its conception. With sources, gods, angelics, founder races, and various things adding their genetics to it, and then the Anunnaki coming in later and adding a whole swath of genetics that they accumulated through the galaxy, and they had some light, some more neutral, but also some negative ones, including the devil race. We have this like angels and demons and light and dark and the polarity spectrum of the warring consciousness throughout the multiverse to attempt to bring them to all the wars to peace and get everything like big brave beings of royalty and flag holder ship for various races to put members of their soul family here, forget who they are, and then they eventually can come to peace and some other things of resolving karma and resolving big problems because this planet and the DNA tech. It's a super hybrid, all of their abilities, but all their blocks and karma and remedy. So as we're resolving all that stuff, we get very overpowered in our potential and psionic emergent species. But there's a lot to do. So we're like born with all this heavy weight on our shoulders, and it's like not that we're just swimming in it because we're just born in it and we forget. But there, so like. With ancient civilizations that replay themselves, like people know about Lemuria or Atlantis or Mu or some of the other lesser known ones that collapse. But all pretty much pan-continental civilizations went through various rise and falls and destruction events. And during the destruction events, there's like invasional forces spiritually happening that take over the world or and steal evil steals abilities and steals parts and pieces soul and authority and stuff from the original authorities that get them. So like we have like dragons at like the core of founders coming here when the earth came into existence. Earth has version of herself as dragons spawn them and Maul, she's got like billions of realms she's created internally and she has a bunch of dragons in there too. And there, some have more magic permeance in their environment or long living species that and I've experienced multiple realms. So it's real I'm just really honored to have done that. I'm like, oh shit. So I know this is not just it. And the reality rules here are dense because they're trying to like make a conclusion and equation that deeply gets our species to learn lessons. So that it's lasting into our civilization, as we're born with it, just in our instincts, in sub base intelligence. And we need to get rid of the savior complex and like waiting for others to save us and save ourselves and reclaim sovereignty and take back our free will from others trying to impose on us and then create and go through the chakras of survival to like creation, to empowerment, to observation and love and knowing this. And yeah, we're like children to all these different races. So dragons, positive ones were in the beginning. There was like invasions of war that came when it first penetrated through the quarantine of the realm, and it's trying to maintain its more light, positive state. And then introductions of concepts of drama get through to like introduce us to the rest of what we weren't, we were being coddled to, prevent us from not being ready for, but then. The floodgates come through, and then we have to prepare for that, and destruction events, and then trying to keep a reality all together throughout the invasions and timeline wars and destructionary events and things in Atlantis fall. Holy crap, there's a like reality breaking down and things being stitched together and it held back and all these, my God, it's just like the amount of things I read back then. Rips in space time and things coming in through that and Godzilla battle, kind of like kaiju giant monster things and being harder to survive the days of darkness where like void space, the sun isn't seen at all and everything kind of goes insane a bit and some things flung into void space. A reboot of the these are weird concepts, but it's like the reality hologram had a reboot from an invading virus that tried to corrupt and take over things. And there's like an AI, there's like this synthetic technology to take over the hologram. So there's a lot of and a rip in the antiverse beings coming through, and anti-gods. And there's like dragons over there too. And there's evil dragons and then they're fighting each other. The War of Dragons was way even before this Earth, though, and then it happening at various levels here. Then, like stolen authority from dragons was taken to track a lot of them back, and then spread like this curse throughout the lineages to keep them from easily finding each other, so they can keep their species going, and then it dwindling down. And then there's drama attempts, you'll see this through the communities, like drama demons will come in and try to get people to fight each other concept. That's like on a more macro level with these beings to hit them against each other as well as other beings. And this is kind of like the mythic age. There's big titan battle concepts and then like less things are ex still existing, so then it goes down to things that claim territory, and then different wars over reality bubbles. As there's like this weird quilt of this realm wasn't always one together, and it had weird timey-wimey stuff going on. Where you could end up in a whole nother place, and sometimes it's hard to even access the place. There's some stories about it, like with Alexander the Great's epic and reality conquerors like Genghis Khan, and who's also a dragon in a human body, and was there these reality conquerors like were bringing all these things together under one time space, and then eventually Roman numeral time. Fraud time and other concepts, but and there's links to other realms. So dragons got less and less physically here, so then they end up in like not being taught by their parents as well, so not as intelligent, more feral, still intelligence, just not to telepathic and like reality warping level, some with still magic and stuff. And a lot of the magic going away, I see with these giant trees getting cut down. They're like big reality magic generators kind of thing. And there's also these other realms that would bring it in. And they all, when a thing gets too corrupt, it quarantines itself, and the same thing with the other realms to protect themselves, they quarantine from each other. So that's another thing that needs to be restored is the commerce between realms, where they feel safe enough to do so. And so the main remaining dragons don't like humanity because they see also humans as one of their things causing their extinction. So a lot of them end up becoming dark dragons that are feral kind of thing. And then them being hunted down or going underground or somewhere very hidden. And so they're waiting there until they find a solution, which they're not just dreaming. They're like exploring different places or they're finding solutions while their body's dormant. And also, like a lot of energetic dragons will just start sleeping in a mountain, and there will be crystal seeds forming around them, and gold will like form, and all this kind of like heavy metals. So there's kind of a thing with different layers of crystalline or metal, and like the core of like dragon or elemental consciousness, because dragons are like the peak of elemental consciousness, all elementals represented in a body. And people can, humans have some of the cures for dragons. If they want, they can help them. If, especially if you have a DNA lineage, if you have past lives with them, you can start psychic tracking remaining dragon consciousness, and then get it to become aware of you. If it doesn't already know, sometimes people release like energetic beacons to them or who they are to attract soul family or attention of a specific type. And there's also ET, like human, they'll shape shift into something that you prefer, like a humanoid that you're not afraid of. Dragon families that have UFO tech. So that's cool. There a lot of inner Earth species too. You can a lot of what they're looking for is remedy for the curses, the core wounds back in time, and the dragon war. The points in history when their species started dwindling, and especially big points of them being hunted, and then communities being taken out. Then their fertility is a big thing that's being blocked, so that can be resolved. And humans can, if they unlock their psychic tracking capacity, we are limitless in our range. So we can then help them by tracking the remaining living versions of their species, and they really like that.
Is there a effort underway in the parts of some of these dragon lineages that are existing for the most part in what we would consider to be a non-corporeal state, where our dimension is concerned? Is there a desire on the part of any of them to perhaps reacquire physical bodies to be able to function in our reality, or is that something that they have no interest in doing? Because it seems that some reptilians in Draco that have been in the interdimensional realms for a long time, that it seems to be an effort underway to genetically prepare bodies for them for whatever reason, right? Be it human or reptilian. What are your thoughts on that?
So depending on their goals, and how to achieve that, the like I was saying, like 20% of the humans, give or take species, has dragon lineage DNA. Everyone has been blessed by dragons in some way in the original points of experiment, but it's kind of like a closed off aspect of genetics and light body genetics. That is, if you're worthy. And that goes also into the founder lineages too. You don't necessarily need dragon DNA to hold a dragon spirit or consciousness like yourself, but it helps. It's really big consciousness, and you can barely fit them in the human body. So then there's also the technique to expand its capacity to hold spirit, higher self, etc. And they're incarnating for various reasons, mostly remedy of their races, as being the cure, as yourself is doing some curing concepts, whether you know it or not, it's still happening. The more you know, the faster it goes, of course. This will also go into helping spawn new dragon spirits, as well as dragon baby physical bodies into existence. And helping to protect the process of that, despite any hunting, the meetups, family reunions, resolving the blocks, the human body tech, if you get through a lot of the things that limit us down to like a paperweight, is very vast in its capacity. So it can cure things that they can't do. A lot of species, we have the potential to go beyond them in capacity, especially as we access our emotional body in love, which we're already baseline active in greater capacity than most species. and it amplifies everything, energy and motion. We can form generators. We can put this technique from this DNA lineage and this one together, and then they make a new overpowered form. So they're already doing this in physical human bodies. So on the rare events where dragons find each other and meet up, which are happening more frequent as they come to psychics and activated and awake humans like you, and utilize it like a hub of remedy, and can get past the blocks and limits put on them to separate each other, and then find each other, and then there's an attempt to breed, and then if that's there can be greater ways to succeed that, including the ability to create safe space and purification in their area, the perfect nest, which can be made on a place of power, especially fertility grounds, which Earth has the ability to bring fertility grounds from other planets here as well in other realms. And so sometimes species need to breed in this realm, particularly. It seems that there's a little more importance to that for our realm for some reason, but other realms exist as well. So yeah, there's a lot that can be happening now. So if that all ramps up to a faster and greater level, there's also a thing people can do in time travel consciousness, where they can go through the time mystery school and earn greater territorial range of what they can influence. They start with the healing themselves, sending healings back and forth in time, resolving incursion, attachment, and clearing that. And they get to go to their other past lives, other timeline or reality versions of themselves. And they go to then can do it for others, and then more territory like the Earth and the dragons, and then. If they can go back to Atlantis Fall, the Dragon War points where other races stole their genetics and were using like ways in to access a dragon they found, to then access the rest of the race, to then hunt them back in time. Those aren't set in stone. That's part of like this hairball of timeline wars. And it's in the unseen, so everything that's in the unseen, that's why this Earth is kind of like a Schrödinger's cat box in the reality we're in, because we have the capability to change things that aren't set in stone, especially if it's not seen by us and felt. It's kind of a less solidified state of reality. So like Schrödinger's cat box, you can influence if the cat's alive and dead the thing, and you can influence it. So you can, with the right core things that don't need to exist back in time, like incursions, theft of abilities and things in the spiritual, especially in other layers, we can unravel the sweater of bullshit that didn't need to happen, that are like heavinesses on us that we experience, but can shift a whole reality around, where whole groups of dragons that were exterminated come back into existence as if they were never exterminated. This is kind of like the Mandela effect, where there's a war over positive and negative things that happen in the Mandela effect with CERN, and beings that have gained time awareness, and there's a structure and hierarchy of beings that are already managing the timeline. And they're kind of at war with each other. So there's like what manifests, and then it like all like is the chess game that is seen here in this realm as an example, what's solidified. But when it's not solidified, it can be shifted. So negative things that don't need to exist anymore, and it amplifies towards the goal of the unity collective, timelines that can spur off of us, grown like a garden, then the pieces and parts of them that are valuable can be merged into this timeline, and it'd be seamless. And depending on if they made a physical body, it's gonna more like be as if they've always been here. We used to think there's like a few hundred or thousand dragon dormant in the inner Earth. Now there's 10,000, and then you can keep increasing it. And the more you understand their world and how they operate and what they need and their trade with humanity and what their chess move in humanity is, and especially what your DNA lineage holds and it has ancestors in it that you can talk to in Vision Quest and Clairaudience. Then, the more dragons we will see. I have seen there are a lot of fake images of dragons, a lot of fake fossils, but I hear there are some fossils. It's just very covered up, and you have to like dig through a mountain of bullshit. And I've seen a video of one that I was like, that kind of looks real, but yeah, it might be CGI. So I like telepathically contacted it. And I got this big booming like blast, like something blew air into my ear. And I was like, who are you? How'd you find out about me? And I was like, oh shit. and then this was like a video of like a dragon flying in the mountains of China kind of thing. And I calmed it down. I was like, I found out about you. There's a video of you. And it was getting attacked for a bit after that. So I found out how things became aware of it. And then I was able to get it to like me, and then I was like, oh, because what it was looking for, it was looking for another. It sensed the pheromone of it, so I was like helping it track back another dragon of its species, and I was happy about that. So there's things like that happening, so it's cool, and there's weird stuff people will see in the sky. There's a lot of more people will see these sylph dragons that are like air elemental beings in the cloud formations, and sometimes will talk through lightning, appear in their dreams or visions, and they'll also have like wall. There's like river guardian dragons that will be at the, especially the peak wellspring point of a river, and a lot of those will be everywhere on the planet. So you can even talk to them, and I recommend it. It's fun.
One occasion, and to this day, I really haven't intuitively tuned into it, but directly above me, as I was walking along in this, the nearest large city by American standards would be a big town, but or a small city. But I looked above me, and the material, for lack of a better term, the substance was clouds or synthetic, artificially created clouds, but the result that was generated, whether it was organic or it was something that was artificially contrived, was in cloud form a perfect, I mean, perfect outline of a dragon. Everything down to the scales, it was a particular type of dragon, more akin to, I'm trying to remember if it was more of like a Welsh one rather than a traditional, as depicted, Chinese or a Far Eastern one. And I was looking up at this thing and I was thinking, geez, is that something generated by some kind of technology, or is that something that's just real and only I was meant to see it? That was an interesting experience. And I was wondering also about, there's a division of labor amongst some of these dragons, because I know one guy, he was consulting with me for a while. And he'd had a lot of MyLab super soldier type experiences. He was always battling on behalf of one controlling faction or another, and he was always trying to break away from these controlling factions. And in the process, this red dragon appeared to him, said that it was kind of an aspect of his own self, and told him that if you'll allow me, said the red dragon, I'll teach you all these martial skills. So the long and the short of it, eventually, this red dragon had kind of indwelled within him. So when he was engaged in mortal combat, at times, at turns, the dragon would, give him like advice as a, technical advisor, so to speak. Other times, the dragon would kind of like take over. And it will like enhance his abilities, psionic abilities, and his strength. So, what are your thoughts about that? Because I imagine like they would be a society in their own right, the various clans of them. What about this concept of a division of labor? And also, what are your thoughts about the guy who I just described that had this thing indwelling within him and was showing him? And he would actually train with it. The thing would but train him in martial arts, so to speak. So the floor is yours.
Oh, absolutely. And I was just going to say, with what I'm reading, looks like that cloud formation was influences like psionic art of a spirit aspect of yourself that's dragon from the previous. It's still existing. It, like how that works is like your whole spirit and soul attachment, which is like a backpack of energy, power, memory, and other stuff. Through a tree of consciousness that as it goes to peak points of evolution, it grows really big and then it can make more of itself and then simultaneously exist elsewhere while you'll meet other versions of yourself. Some in physical form, it's interesting. But so you have a version of yourself that looks like you split up a while ago when you first got to Earth that evolved in the whole aspect of weather and the little micro dimensions and elemental realms in them. And so you have a weather changing dragon consciousness version of yourself that's trying to talk to you and work with you, and then it can amplify a lot of abilities, including because the weather reflects consciousness above below it. So there can be like a big shift of things around as you understand a weather tech to where things swirl your way. Now I agree with that, and that's with what I've experienced with my guide Tesu and a few other dragon consciousness that appeared in like visions. And I went in a DMT trip that was like this giant white dragon flying above the planet, and it had rainbow wings and was like creating type of light grid around the planet. And I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, it's a version of me. Oh, cool. So yeah, and then versions of you will that are dragons will absolutely talk to you. And they'll come to you and work with your body, especially if you have a good sense of sovereignty, so you can understand the rules of it and be in discernment, because you don't want beings taking over your body, of course. And possession, there's divine possession versions, which is a well understood understanding of the space and keeping it clean and closing the portals afterwards so that nothing else can get in and all that. But yeah, there's like some symbiotic relationships people can have with another aspect of their consciousness coming in to where they integrate into themselves and they essentially become one and integrate the soul part. And that can come with memory, greater capabilities and ability, muscle memory, martial arts. Dragon force was the big thing I experienced, was a huge rush. It's kind of like there's founder race lineages of forces that go up and down the spine and activate various parts of the body. It's kind of like Kundalini. That's either people though that reference that usually reference the earth force, masculine feminine force like Shiva Shakti, or like a serpent force, which is also a founder race and has its own force that's mostly just used as a symbol going up the spine. And like you activate the solar plexus like a sun shines on the soil that represents the root chakra of the spring coming in, and the serpent being dormant in an egg and then erupting from the egg and then going through these different schools in each chakra that are facing the blocks of like the type of emotion like fears, root, shame, and lust and other things are for sacral, and then going through all the other ones and then bring it to the head and activates more dormant brain cells and vision and third eye and some cool stuff. What they're each different things they're good at. The Dragon Force is good at a lot. Elemental, primal energy that can be turned into so many things, including strength, speed, abundance, sight. There's dragons for every type of concept, really. So it depends on what you, especially that dragon version of you, engaged in and things that mastered, and then what you'd be integrating that as. Agreed.
Thank you for sharing that. Well, we've reached the end of a fascinating first segment with our guest, Sean. Bond. Sean, could you tell our viewing and listening audience how they can find your work online?
Sure. So I'm founder of Psionic League, Sean Bond, and it is also on YouTube, and I'll actually type it in. Here it is. Here, yeah, right here. So psionicleague.com. You can reach me for consultations, clearings, healings. You can ask whatever questions you want. I can lock dormant abilities, release the blocks off your abundance. Make it so your heart expands, you feel better, more knowingness, tech, all the abilities I demonstrate, I know how to teach others. Open the third eye, get rid of its blocks, teach telepathy, psychic tracking, all this kind of fun stuff. So yeah, feel free to contact me, consultations, and I can also depossess from a distance and yeah, really good at that, getting rid of pain over distance, clearing people. Do little workshops more in the future and do a little tour. Next one is in Mexico. We are we're finding these alien artifacts and stuff and being dug up. And they're changing history. So we're doing little tours that incorporate that and to various places of power around Mexico and the Yucatan. And they activate superhuman abilities as we give to the land things that they need and support and make it feel safer so it can explode and affect the rest of the earth and the timeline, which will be really fun to see the effects of. Yeah, a lot coming up in. Play, things which I'll go into the next aspect with you on these artifacts. But yeah, tune into that too, or if you want to bring up how people can reach the next part of the show.
Thank you for sharing that, Sean, and for our dear listeners and viewers out there. If you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member, and we'll see you at the top of the next segment.